Hi there, I'm Susan Kennard, and I'd like to take you through one of my really favourite processes called the emotional wall. This was given to me many, many years ago when I worked with veterans, and of course, veterans had already told their story to many people, psychiatrists, psychologists, many other people. And so when they came to me, what my guides gave me was this process where I actually didn't need to know anything about them. So they were able to release the earliest point where they felt disconnected to source. And of course, at the time, I didn't know that how this would really evolve their lives. I was working with them to release the trauma from war, but actually what I found was that it actually located the first time that as a child they felt the fear. So the emotional wall is essentially a wall, and that represents a fear or guilt or an emotion that's stopping you. And so I'm going to take you through it step by step in this audio recording. And I really hope that you do this. This is something that you can do for everything that comes up in your life. It's an incredible process, and it's part of a whole program called Sparkle to Success. But it's one that I use with my clients every single time. When I first start working with somebody, this is something that I always do. Okay, so I want you just to put your hands on your heart. And if you haven't already done the Earth Star Soul Star, do that before you do this process, because that allows you to ground into the earth and connect on a higher consciousness. So essentially, as above, so below. Okay, good. So I want you now to think about the issue, the problem, the relationship, the emotion, whatever's happening in your life. I just want you to think about it and just imagine how high your wall would be in front of you now. So just imagine how high that wall is. Good. And know that you're standing behind that wall. Okay. And I want you just to imagine what you might see over the wall. So if you could see over the wall, what would you see? So sometimes people see fields and grass and hills. Sometimes people see trees. Sometimes people see sea. Sometimes people see nothing, and that's absolutely fine. But just see what you see without judgment. Good. And now I want you to imagine that there is a child standing next to you. Have a look at that child in your mind and just notice how old they are. And quite often they're quite little. And I want you to connect with that child and see how that child is feeling. Now, that child is you, that's your inner child, stepping forward to help you today to release the first point that you felt this emotion. So today is never about today. Okay, it's just a representation of the emotions from the past and the traumas and the experiences and the perceptions of belief. Brilliant. Okay. So I want you just to connect with that child, notice how they feel, and perhaps jot it down in your mind. Okay, good. And what can they imagine over the wall? It might be different to you. What could they imagine that if that wall wasn't there, what would be on the other side of it? Brilliant. Okay. So now I want you to put them in a beautiful bubble of light. So choose a beautiful bubble of light and choose the colour. Okay. And connect with how they feel now. And quite often they will feel a little bit more secure or just a little bit more protected. Fantastic. And now we're going to invite in some angels. So we're going to invite in, what I'm guided here is to bring in three beautiful angels. And as they step in behind your child, notice how your child feels. Good. And one of those angels is going to step forward. And she's stepping forward and she's holding a basket full of beautiful sparkling stars. And just get your little child to pick the star that feels like or says on it, depending on how old the child is, whether they can read or not, says the word of connection or feels like connection. Now, what I mean by that is pure connection to source, to God, the universe, inner guidance. Fantastic. And just get them to choose that star. Make sure it's really sparkly. And pop it in their heart. So they're going to pop it in their heart. And just take a deep breath. And just breathe in all of those feelings of connection. How connected they feel now, knowing that they're never separated from Source or their inner guidance, but they just felt separated in that moment. Fantastic. Then the next star is unconditional love, so just get them to look in the basket and pull out the star that feels like or says on it unconditional love. Just notice the colour. Notice it's sparkly. And if it isn't sparkly, hand it back to the angel for the angel to clear any lifetimes, any experiences that stopped it from being sparkly. We're essentially handing it over. Good. And then take that star and get her to pop it in her heart. I'm saying her because just for the purpose of this recording, but obviously if it's a boy, then you would notice that it's your inner child and you're a man. Okay, excellent. Good. And then the next one I'm being guided to do is peace. So get your child to find the star of peace. And do exactly the same. Allow them to breathe in that star of peace, knowing that they can once again have peace in their heart. Good, fantastic. And remember, if any of the stars are dull and not sparkly, to pass them back to the angel for them to heal them and pass them back again. So in a private bespoke session, we would be given exactly what you specifically need. For the purpose of this recording and this audio process, we are going to give you, I'm hearing, mission. So find the star that feels like or says on it the word mission, knowing that when they choose that star and they put it in their heart, they remember on a soul level their mission. Just breathe that in, knowing that all the knowledge is within you and within your inner child, that they just forgot. They just felt afraid, scared, guilty, took on other people's emotions, and they just forgot what their mission was. Fantastic. Good. And we may, you know, in a private session, we may carry on, but in this, for the purpose of this, I'm actually being guided for your child to look in the basket and find a little white book. Now, this little white book has gold writing on it and it says your name. And this is your Akashic Records. And this holds all of the stories of your previous lives, this lifetime, any lifetime that you've ever lived, any time you've lived on other planets, form, non-form, all the contracts you came in with, all the decisions you were going to make to evolve your soul and evolve consciousness. And I want your child just to find that book and take it out of the basket and get them to hold on to it tight and imagine that they have all the knowledge from every lifetime, every experience, all the unconditional love that they learnt, and get them to imagine that book going into their heart, that there is nothing to fear. those are just beliefs. They have everything they need. Good, fantastic. And now I want you to find your little child and get them to look inside the basket for their very own magic wand. Now this magic wand may have a star on the top and their name on it. Get them to pick up their magic wand and wave it. Now for some of you, the wall will have disappeared already. But for those of you that the wall is still there or there's a tiny bit of the wall, just get your child to wave their wand and disappear that wall. Nothing else, just to disappear the wall. Good, fantastic. And maybe notice what they can see in front of them now. Has it changed? Is it brighter? Is it more fun? And then I want you to turn to your child as you were standing behind the wall. And I want you to say to your child, I will always love and accept you for who you are. Whoever you choose to be in the world and whoever you choose to be with. I'm going to make you really tiny and pop you in my heart where you'll always be safe, loved and looked after by me. Take a deep breath, and as you pick up your little child, imagine them tiny and pop them into your heart, integrating that little child that's been outside of you for so long and knowing that you're going to have so much fun together. So now I want you just to look and see what you can see in front of you. Has it changed? What can you see? Can you see beautiful fields of green? Can you see the ocean? Can you just see colour? Can you see light? And then I want you to say these words as you step forward. So in a minute, when I say the words, I want you to repeat them. And then I want you to step forward as you're speaking, okay? So I want you to say, as I let go of the past and the limiting beliefs, I step forward into the present, which creates my future. And I'm so excited for the new beginnings that I've created from healing this part of me that felt disconnected to Source. I now know that I am fully in alignment with my mission. Take a deep breath and see yourself in that scene, bright, free, knowing that you've let go of such a big part of you that was out of alignment with your mission. Because every trauma, every situation, every belief that isn't ours, every unworthy belief, every limiting belief, stops us from stepping fully into our mission of who we truly are. So I want you to take a snapshot of that picture, of you standing there in that light, in that colour, in those scenes, whatever you're seeing, take a snapshot and bring that into your heart. Feel the energy of freedom, feel the energy of newness, and feel the energy of infinite possibility. Thank you so much for joining me with that process, my favourite process. Please do it again. See what comes up in the next time you do it. See how many children that you can heal yourself. I welcome you on this new journey. Much love.